A new bipartisan plan to balance the budget calls for a national sales tax.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in New York, good morning. I'm Jeremy Hobson. You've heard about the deficit-cutting plan from the leaders of the President's Debt Commission. Well, this morning, there's another proposal. It's from the Independent Bipartisan Policy Commission, led by Pete Domenici, a former Republican senator from New Mexico, and Alice Rivlin, who was the White House budget director under President Clinton. Marketplace's Washington Bureau Chief John Dimsdale has a sneak preview.
Today's plan balances the budget by 2014. It lowers and simplifies income taxes and suspends the 6% payroll tax for a year. Co-chair Alice Rivlin says that puts a lot of money in a lot of pockets.
That's good from a spending point of view. We also are proposing that the employer part be suspended for a year. That gives employers an incentive to hire people or hire them sooner.
A new 6.5% national sales tax would replace the lost revenue. Also, Medicare premiums would go up and Social Security benefits would go down. Domestic government spending would be frozen for 4 years and defense for 5, says co-chair Pete Domenici.
We think the economy and its endangerment is more of a problem than military preparedness. Debt is a bigger security problem than anything else.
Domenici and Rivlin call their plan realistic, not surrealistic. In Washington, I'm John Dimsdale for Marketplace.
And for more of John's interview with the co-chairs, you can go to our website. It's marketplace.org. Today, the Senate will take up a bill aimed at making sure men and women receive the same pay for the same work. Supporters are calling it a necessary update to the Equal Pay Act of 1963. Opponents say it would lead to a flood of lawsuits. Let's bring in the U.S. Labor Secretary Hilda Solis, who supports the bill. Good morning.
Good to be with you.
Well, Congress passed the Lilly Ledbetter Act on pay discrimination back in 2009. There are other legal protections to deal with pay discrepancies between men and women. Why do we need the Paycheck Fairness Act?
What's really important to understand here is that women still earn only 70 cents on the dollar compared to men. And for African-American women, it's 69 cents. And for Latinas, it's 60 cents. So what we're looking at here is really trying to create and level the playing field and actually having the government help provide support, data collection, so that we can really look across the board to see where these inequities exist.
Congress is also looking at extending jobless benefits for millions of unemployed workers. What do you think happens if they don't extend those benefits?
It's going to be terrible. If this is not extended, and it will actually terminate at the end of the month, you'll see about 2 million people that will be impacted. It can mean a very harsh holiday season for many people.
Quickly, how long do you think until we get below 8% unemployment?
I don't have a crystal ball, but in the last 10 months, we've created well over 1.1 million private sector jobs. Right now, I think we're on the right course in terms of jobs that are added every single month.
Hilda Solis, U.S. Secretary of Labor, thanks so much for talking with us.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
And let's do the numbers. Markets in Europe and Asia are mixed right now as talks continue on a possible bailout for Ireland. We just got some bad news from the Mortgage Bankers Association. Mortgage applications dropped to the lowest level since July because of higher interest rates. It was a rough day on Wall Street yesterday. The Dow fell 178 points to close at 11,023.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Vanguard, whose mission is to simplify investing and to help people reach their financial goals at vanguard.com/public radio. By the all-new Chevrolet Volt, available soon in select markets. Details at chevyvolt.com. The all-new Chevrolet Volt. It's more car than electric. And by MassMutual, offering retirement and 401k plans to businesses for more than 60 years. MassMutual.com/retirestrong.
In about a half hour, we'll get the Consumer Price Index, and tomorrow we'll get an index of leading economic indicators. We often look to these numbers to measure how we're doing. But if that's the question, why doesn't the government just ask us how we're doing? Well, in Britain, there's word they're going to do just that, a happiness index. For more on this, let's turn to Marketplace's Economy 4.0 correspondent, David Brancaccio. David, good to see you.
Good to see you, Jeremy.
Well, why are the Brits doing this now?
Well, it was a bit of a campaign promise by the newish British Prime Minister David Cameron. Britain will be one of the first countries to move ahead on this after French President Sarkozy and Nobel Prize winner Joseph Stiglitz were, among others, calling for countries around the world to start measuring well-being. Now, of course, the Brits don't often listen to the French, less the Americans. But Canada now does ask well-being questions of their residents, but it's not an official regular government stat, as is being contemplated in Britain.
It seems like it would take some courage for the British to be asking about happiness right now.
Yeah, you think? Given all the public sector layoffs in that country, it does take some intestinal fortitude politically. But here's the thing when you think about it, right? When do you want to start asking the Brits about their happiness? Fourth quarter of 2008, when we're tumbling into the economic abyss? The earliest they could get this rolling is maybe next spring. So maybe it's a bet by the British government that the business cycle will be on their side and that moving forward they can take credit for maybe happiness going up?
That people will actually say they're happy. What's wrong, David, with just measuring the normal stuff? Income, economic growth, stuff like that?
Those are all important, but they don't perfectly correlate with how well people are doing. You have GDP going up, maybe health care is not going up, maybe educational opportunities are not going up. So if you really want to know, so are we better off now than before, the crucial political question, you have to get data about this sometimes subjective idea of happiness, well-being.
And quickly, do you think we'll get an index like this here in the U.S.?
Maybe soon. We do have this thing, Measure of America. It's like a big report card. Just came out the other day. It takes a look congressional district by congressional district across the country at education, at income, at health care. It gives us a kind of happiness rating.
All right. Marketplace's Economy 4.0 correspondent David Brancaccio, who looks very happy here in the studio in New York. Thanks very much.
You're welcome.
And finally, if you're looking to really wow the neighbors this holiday season, Panasonic has just released a 103-inch 3D TV. The price is just over $100,000, but it probably gives off enough heat that you could use it as a space heater in the winter. In New York, I'm Jeremy Hobson. This is the Marketplace Morning Report.
American Public Media.
Just because something's old and well used doesn't mean it's used up. You know, that goes for cars, a comfy sweater, and houses, too.
The greenest building is the one that's already built.
I'm Kai Rizdahl. When old things equal green things, next time we'll have the day's business news and the numbers from Wall Street as well. Next time on Marketplace from American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.